you know, I think one thing that has to happen is that when we talk about accessibility, we're focusing more on the, or seem to be focusing on the potential patient. But in reality, we need to be also talking about those people that can help bring somebody that needs help to where they can either find advice in terms of how to get that person in. You know, you'll be looking at going back again to kids in school. They may be battered, if not physically, at least mentally, because of what's happening. So how can a school counselor work with a young person in a way to get the family the help that they need? Because that's so far out from what a typical counselor role is about. But yet in reality, who other than that counselor or other teachers are going to be in a position to really observe that sort of a stress that a family might be in? So I think, I guess the point here is that when we're talking about accessibility, we need to be looking at a lot of, not just a patient or potential patient, but just a whole host of people that could be involved with helping to refer somebody to the help that they need.
Well, and I think I concur with Jean. You know, when one family member or the farm is stressed, the whole family is stressed and the whole family is impacted. It's not just that this person has depression, it impacts everybody, and they're living that. With American AgriWomen, we're starting some new initiatives, and we have a very strong program where we're working with our children in our that are connected to our families, our women that are involved in our organization. We have a Legacy Kids program, and we're starting to work on some farm stress issues. So I'd like to talk to you more about, you know, how can we incorporate some of that in some of the initiatives that we're starting to kick off. So I would like to visit with you more about that.
I would just quickly add to that, I'm also the president of the Farm Bureau in my county, and at the county fair this year, we're going to have our booth focused on farm safety, particularly for kids. You know, there's a lot of farm accidents when their parents are stressed and not paying attention, and, you know, there's tragic outcomes sometimes. So we're planning to do a booth just reminding parents and trying to do some safety walks and that kind of thing. So